Hi, everyone.
Kyle, we just watched a movie, didn't we?
We sure did.
Kyle, what movie did we watch?
We watched Pixels, Lincoln. Pixels.
Yeah.
I'm not even doing the fake yay.
No, that's a groan.
Is that a groan?
Okay. Yeah. This movie makes Taken 3 look like Citizen Kane.
If there was a vine of a dog pooping on loop for 2 hours, I wouldn't be this upset.
I would have rather watched a movie of Adam Sandler over a toilet after he just got out of Chipotle, and he's having a very hard time because he's getting ready to have diarrhea, but he needs to have it quietly. So he's on the toilet, and it's 2 hours of him searching for random actors on IMDb to see how much their net worth is, while he has incredibly violent diarrhea. I would have watched that for 3.5 to possibly 5.5 hours. I would have rather watched that than see Pixels. Pixels might have been the worst movie I've ever seen. And I say that with zero exaggeration, and I say that with absolute zero sarcasm. The reason why I'm talking in this monotone voice is because I've lost control of my life, and I don't know what to do now because I just saw this movie.
I'm sure we might break again soon.
What could be worse than this? Honestly, what movie is worse than what we just saw?
I have never seen a worse movie, or more insulting to my intelligence, film. Film. I use that term lightly.
I'm so fucking baffled by how this movie remotely got made. I don't know how it got cleared. I don't know how test audiences saw it and remotely enjoyed it.
People laughed in the theater, dude.
People clapped and cheered in the theater.
I don't even know. Where do we begin with this, Lincoln? Apparently at some point in life, Chris Columbus has forgotten what comedic timing is. None in this. It reminds me of if they took, like, a Disney Channel show, like Dog with a Blog, and made a movie. This would be it.
I didn't laugh once.
No, you did.
I laughed at you.
You laughed at me.
Because I looked over at you having what appeared to be a mental breakdown unfold in front of my eyes, and I could connect with that. And because I was awkward, because I felt like I was about to mentally collapse, I started laughing because it was the only knee-jerk reaction I could possibly have in this moment. I wish that I could have gone to a gun range and accidentally got shot in the hand. While we were driving home, every time that some car in the opposite direction was going, I wanted them to just swerve over and hit us so that we could just end it all.
We have never been as quiet after a movie as we were with this one. And I'm not saying that we were holding in our rage for this. It's just, it was gone. The will was gone. I'm not saying this movie does not anger me and infuriate me.
You tell him, Samson.
Yeah, well, I got time to look at this. Samson! I can't open it. Oh my god. I lost all strength. Can't even open a goddamn bottle. The Pixels.
I would rather edit birthing sounds from calves, like calves coming out of mama cow's vaginas. I would rather edit that, the sound of that, for 15 hours than have to watch Pixels again. It was insulting.
Kevin James is a president.
Kevin James is the fucking president. Because you can't have a successful comedy without Paul Blart Mall Cop in it. And Adam Sandler is funny as ever.
So funny with his timing and his one-liners.
It was so funny.
In this kids movie that was geared toward video gamers from the early 80s. Because they get those references. And the Peter Dinklage was really showing off his acting prowess in this film.
I don't understand how that Peter Dinklage could have accepted this. I don't want to know the amount of money that they possibly had to put on the table for him to do this.
Well, obviously they just will pay you, don't try, because he did not.
Sean Bean was in it, and also was absolutely horrendous. There was funny racism and funny sexism, and oh boy.
It was nerdism.
Oh, so funny nerd jokes.
It was so good. I don't even know if I'd say jokes. There was no joke in this movie because they didn't understand comedic timing. They were just reading lines.
God damn it, Samson.
Samson!
Please stop. Please, Samson, please.
He will love you later.
Samson won't stop licking me right now because he understands the emotional stress I'm going through right now.
Probably say who Samson is.
Samson is my black dachshund, and he is currently fighting his way onto my lap and trying to lick me consistently because he knows that right now I'm not in a good state of mind.
No.
I guess we'll talk about the plot.
Sure. Adam Sandler, as a kid, he was really good at arcade machines. And then aliens attack when he's older, and he uses his knowledge to defeat them. Because Dan Aykroyd sends a rocket into space with footage of video games.
And then the aliens get it. And
then Q-Bert comes, and he has a really annoying voice. I don't know. 1982, World Video Game Championships. Peter Dinklage versus little Adam Sandler. The Dink cheats. Spoiler. Because we care.
Who the fuck?
Who cares? Nobody cares.
No.
Nobody cares in this movie. They send it, and it's like a time capsule to space. Aliens find it in 2015, 13, whenever this movie takes place. They say it as an act of war, and then they attack with video games.
And then you beat them with light stuff.
And there's a robot guy for no reason.
And then there's a woman who...
She cries in the closet.
Cries in the closet, and... This movie's so fucking terrible. I'm just gonna revert to rage now. I'm going through all the stages of depression. This was so fucking bad. This was so disgustingly terrible of a movie.
There's nothing good, nothing redeeming in this movie at all. So, Pixels.
I just want you to know that we just stepped outside because I needed fresh air for a minute. I just needed to know that everything in life is not bad.
Did you get in your mini ghosts that they even took the time to make license plates for?
With it Pac-Man took time to make... Why?
And the creator of Pac-Man? That's when I was done. I think I actually said I'm done with the movie. When the creator of Pac-Man tried to reason with Pac-Man.
We were looking at our phones throughout the entire movie, starting from 10 minutes into the movie, where I knew that we were about to enter a realm that no man should have to go into. We sat through what they tortured terrorists with. How? Okay, I want to start out. This is what we're going to start out with. I'm just going to go full rage mode right now because I'm angry.
Do it.
How the fuck did this movie get made? How did this get made? Who the fuck wrote this movie? Who okayed this movie? Who watched this movie and said, put this out there? How in the world was this an actual movie that was made?
It's Adam Sandler. Adam Sandler's company is the one that funded it.
And it's so fucking crazy.
How did Chris Columbus get tied into this film? He's not inept.
It is the biggest whirlpool of terrible decisions and terrible acting and terrible writing that all comes together into just...
Terrible performances as well. I can't even form words.
I can't even talk.
Oh my God.
On the ride home, I felt physically ill.
I felt physically ill during the movie. I went comatose at one point. It seemed like I just glazed over. I didn't even know what was going on.
The problem with this movie is that it's really hard to talk about this entire plot without bringing back, like, war flashbacks.
But we have to. We gotta do it.
So they fucking... There's stupid fucking aliens that want to attack because apparently sending out space invaders makes them think that we're gonna attack
them.
They
first attack with Galaga.
Galaga.
And the president brings in his... Our gaming buddy as a thing, because that would happen.
Because that definitely would happen, and, you know...
And then... India gets destroyed by Pong.
Oh, and then the Indian guy is proposing to his girlfriend and takes a selfie with the Taj Mahal blowing up.
That's clever.
Social commentary.
And then Centipede.
And Centipede happens because apparently 60 armed and trained Marines with light guns apparently
can't freaking Centipede.
Do anything, and they can't.
So Adam Sandler and Wonder Boy, the Jack Black stand-in wannabe guy. I'm not inside like Jack Black. I don't mean this is an insult.
Yeah, but... he originally wanted to chloroform and is creepy and is obsessed with this lady.
Adam Sandler's
Lisa.
Just as creepy. He goes over, I'm going to install this lady's stuff. She's crying in the closet. I'm going to go in and make out with her. They're all creepy people.
And then...
Dinklage has sex, implied sex with Serena Williams and Martha Stewart.
Which, they're in the movie. How did they get in the movie? Jesus.
It's all coming back. It's all coming back to me. Alright, so when they fight Pac-Man, there's four of them, and they have Mini Coopers, or Mini Ghosts. They have to chase Pac-Man, and they have light splits that say Blinky and Pinky, and it's stupid because they didn't have time to do that, or it's military operation.
Alright, so this is the problem with that entire sequence, which I'm going to lay out.
And he has the cheat code on his glasses that he uses, because you can use there's a cheat code in a freaking Mini Cooper.
Oh, it's so great. So they're going through the city, and it's Pac-Man, and then all of a sudden, oh, guess what? Pac-Man hits... the power pellet, which makes the cars go blue because they're supposed to be ghosts.
And how did the aliens immediately come up with the technology to disable the cars?
Yes. That entire sequence was just...
And then because Dinkle... I keep wanting to call him Dinklebot.
Just call him fucking Dinkleberry. I don't give a fuck. He is a dumb motherfucker for doing this movie.
I honestly don't remember any character's name.
No, I just tuned it out.
I really don't remember their names. He had, like, some nickname. They say it, like, Fire Starter, Fireball.
Fire, whatever.
Fire Whiskey. I don't know what his name is. I'm probably going to say Dinklebot, but whatever.
Peter Dinklage, when he was an actor, when he was starting out as an actor, he lived in a small apartment, and he barely ate anything, and had to eat, like, pie crust and, like, scraps of meat to get by. And
he was
think
better off.
That he, yes. If you were to think that as a rising actor that you went from that, and then you were in Pixels, what went wrong in your life? What went wrong in Adam Sandler's life where he truly decided that he was going to one-up Jack and Jill?
Oh, I didn't even one-up it. He made Jack and Jill a masterpiece. It should be on AFI's Top 100 next year. Really, the Pac-Man scene. That's what I keep going back to because that's when I officially gave up. If it wasn't for the podcast, I legitimately would have walked out.
I would have walked out.
And that says a lot for me. I've never walked out of a movie.
I would have walked out and just been okay with not wasting any more of my time.
I really would have. People laughed.
I don't know how people laughed.
And like I said, there were nothing... little kids. I'm not... whatever, if they laughed, they're little kids.
Little kids laugh at fucking birds farting. Like, anything can make a little kid laugh.
And I'm okay with that. I'm really okay with that. It's the 16, 17, 18-year-olds that were cracking up at everything that just made me rethink society and my place. And am I that old? But like, I don't get this... I don't get today's humor.
This movie made me think more than 2001 A Space Odyssey because I had to really truly think of everything that has gone wrong in this world. I don't know if you believe in karma. I don't know if you believe in anything spiritual like that. But something had to have gone wrong to let the cogs in the machine that is the movie industry go together and create this monstrosity of a movie.
That's horrible. There's literally nothing...
there is absolutely nothing that I can say is good.
Would you say the effects
movie.
Were good?
I guess.
Maybe?
Maybe. They're fine.
Even though if they're going off Atari and arcade designs, these look far better than those ever did. More detail.
Yeah.
What was the lady?
What lady?
Lady Lisa.
Lady Lisa, who was a real woman or something.
One
I don't
of the
fucking
creepy
know.
Guys like Wonder Boy.
I
is that his
yeah,
name? Wonder Boy.
He fucking Qbert turns.
He was in love with the video game character since a little kid, and she comes down and then turns into a real person, and he talks sense to her, and they fall in love, and she disappears. And then Qbert turns into her, and then they have Qbert babies. This sounds like one of our normal just random rants. That really happened.
This movie also has.
I'm getting a fever. I think this movie gave me the plague.
This movie also just throws in the most bizarre 80s references that doesn't make sense.
That the target audience would not get. Like, the aliens take the forms of people they would know because the aliens...
yeah.
So it's like Hall & Oates.
Max
Headroom. Who they... couldn't they have got the dude that does the voice of Max Headroom to do it?
It's not like he's doing anything.
Like,
right.
I really wonder, did you get all of those references?
I hope that Max Headroom got the script for it, and they were like, hey, "We want you to reprise your role as Max Headroom." And he read it and said, "Fuck you." That is what I hope happened.
You have been Dave Madonna.
I got most of the references, unfortunately. I say unfortunately because I had to watch this fucking movie to get any of the references.
Adam Sandler kept throwing out such forced one-liners.
Oh, it was so fantastic. Oh, it was like a...
But where I keep going back to comedic timing, they would say, like, a line and then give no pause before the punchline. So was it a joke? I mean, it wasn't funny, but that doesn't necessarily mean it wasn't intended as a joke.
Well, there was so much also just bizarre monologuing where he's doing something crazy and giving a one-liner and he's talking to himself while he's flipping around and doing stuff.
Hey, Lincoln, I'm looking up Pixels right now online.
Yeah?
$24 million in the box office. 18% on Rotten Tomatoes.
What's the budget?
Here's the critic consensus. I'm just gonna read it.
Please do.
Much like the worst arcade games from the era that inspired it, Pixels has little replay value and is hardly worth a quarter.
I 100% agree.
I think that's being too nice.
Let me give you a little backstory on what we did before Pixels. I did not want to see this movie, and I didn't want to spend my hard-earned money on this movie.
But we did.
So I took my Darth Vader piggy bank to Kroger and cashed in the money there so that I could have money to see this. I wish I would have spent that on drugs. On hard methamphetamine drugs. Anything would have been better spent. Just anything.
Yeah.
I'd buy a box of condoms, poke holes through all of them, leave them in a closet for a month.
You broke me. I got nothing anymore. I'm a broken shell of a man. There's so much more to bitch about in this movie. Keep going. Good thing this movie taught us. Video game players are losers.
Oh, so fucking stupid. They
unless it's something
nerds.
That video game related,
oh,
then they're amazing.
Oh my god. And then and remember, you can buy Space Invaders on iTunes for $1.99.
Galaga
for $1.99.
I mean, they even make
I can't even take my heads out of my hands.
Make a point at the beginning when Adam Sandler goes, "If I wasn't a nerd, I was a billionaire, would you kiss me?" And she basically said yes. So if you play video games, just know, you're a loser.
You're a loser.
Unless we ever get invaded, then they'll come to you. But we're losers. Women and we'll make jumpsuits and call ourselves the Arcaders.
You know, a couple months ago, I had to go into the hospital because my appendix was close to bursting. And if they would have told me in the hospital that if I were to stay there and let my appendix burst so I would never have to watch this movie, I would let it burst. I would let it burst and I would sit there for 2 weeks until gangrene sets in.
You know, I know we didn't see it, but I feel we should have watched Minions.
I 100% agree with that.
I would have hated Minions, but I knew what I was getting into.
The problem with this movie is that it's so hard to talk about because it's so fucking bad. It is so fucking stupidly bad that it's hard for me to remotely vocalize.
Everything is rage-inducing. Everything. Apparently, we're all animated, by the way, because the aliens could turn people into pixels. Donkey Kong was the main, and Adam Sandler's so good at video games, except for Donkey Kong, because there's no pattern. And they made it a point before they had to fight Donkey Kong because they cheated with the cheat code, and then they flat-out cheated during Donkey Kong and didn't follow the rules of the damn game by climbing up the sides instead of the ladder. He threw a hammer at Donkey Kong.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to try to follow video game logic and rules, don't break them in the end because you're too stupid to write an ending. And I feel they were too stupid to write an ending because they had Q-Bert as a main character. Did you ever play Q-Bert?
I did.
Did you? How many people do you think in the audience knew who Q-Bert was? They were all younger than you.
Probably none
of them. Asteroids, I can see. Galaga, Centipede. Because, unfortunately, they make it a point, you can play these on your phone.
Yeah, it was fantastic product placement. Oh, my God. And
I hope you people are happy.
childbirth looks so good right now. I want to push a baby out of my urethra. Please, please just
no, because it'll come out like Hubert. Oh, they had the conspiracy theorist guy
so fun.
Who kept smacking Marines on the butt.
Oh, and then Paul Blart. President.
Paul Blart was the best actor in this movie.
Paul Blart comes back and saves the day with a crane machine while he's wearing a Chewbacca mask. Because he apparently
was the king. Because in the 1982 World Video Game Championships, the crane game was one of them.
And he was good. And then he apparently decided that he needed to get his Chewbacca mask so he could do it.
So he could sneak out as president. And he was really racially insensitive.
I'm about to take a belt out of my closet and start whipping myself. I'm going to do... Kyle, hand me a belt.
No.
Hand me the belt.
You'll spike the mic too much. I can't do that. This is a totally different podcast. This is like 50 Shades of Grey podcast.
I would rather watch 50 Shades of Grey.
I would.
I would rather watch Dragon Ball Evolution.
I would rather watch 50 Shades of Grey with you naked laying on top of each other.
Greased as well.
Greased.
Yeah.
No, just sweat. Just body sweat. Like thick sweat. Like we stayed up for 4 days.
Yeah.
And all I've been doing
is drinking milk. And vodka. And I don't think I'm going to be able to maintain an erection for 4 to 5 months. I don't know how I can even ejaculate after watching this movie. There will be no pleasure, only pain.
I found a positive.
Oh boy, please let me know what your positive is.
There wasn't a fart joke in it.
There wasn't.
There wasn't a fart joke.
There was a pee joke, because Hubert peed himself.
No fart joke. I mean, there's that, right?
The family behind me, if their kid could have come on, like, to the top of my chair and just vomited profusely on me, it would have been a more enjoyable time.
Yeah. I think you had more fun just watching me and laughing.
This is 100% true.
I was honestly angry in the theater. Like, anger that just turned into disbelief, which turned into, I gave up. Did I actually vocally say I gave up?
You did. Okay. You said, I give up, and you put your hat down.
Yeah, not that I was giving it a chance up until that point, but there was no turning back.
It's so hard to truly explain why it's terrible, because it's so hard to figure out where to start. It's just, everything is bad.
The opening credit sequence was terrible.
Because with stuff like, you can't kill Stephen King, you knew it was bad because it was just boring.
And with that title, you knew you weren't going into something good. This, I won't lie, we didn't think we would like it, but I didn't think I'd hate it. I thought it'd just be, meh, forgettable, and they would be hard to talk about.
Yeah.
I didn't think it'd be hard to talk about because every scene and every line, the soundtrack, everything angered me.
Everything's bad.
The best part of the movie was the Peanuts trailer, and I thought that looked terrible.
Yeah.
I thought the animation looked terrible.
I thought the animation was pretty cool looking, but we'll see.
And then we had the trailer that we thought was a short.
Yeah, the Secret Life of Pets.
Which I think we saw everything that needed to be seen in that movie in the short. But Pixels. What else is there, Lincoln? There's more. There's more. There's gotta be more. God, Dinklage.
So fucking stupid. Oh my god.
I mean, he was stupid from the get. Like, we knew it was bad. And then he came out and he opened his mouth. And then we realized it's over. He really set the bar for the ignorance of this film. Because, you know, at the very beginning, it was kids trying to act before that. Yeah. All right, they could just be bad.
Yeah.
And then Dinklage strolls out.
And just shits up everything.
Just all over everything.
And then stupid Paul Blart, ha ha ha, he can't read or whatever.
He's a stupid president that can't read. Like, when it actually dawned on me that he was the president? What? Why? Why is he the president? Lincoln, where'd you go? You're dead.
I just needed a moment to collect my thoughts.
Paul Blart!
I would have rather watched Paul Blart Mall Cop.
I would have.
I'm trying to think of everything that I would have rather done than watch this movie. Instead of watching this movie, I would have rather tried to see how many peanuts I could fit in my butthole. I would have tried to see how many full glasses of Jack Daniel's whiskey I could drink before I throw up. I would try to see how many full hot dogs, non-chewing, I could put in my mouth. I wish that I could have gotten a vasectomy without anesthesia.
We could have done all these things. They sell hot dogs there. I had keys. I was really trying to sharpen them and stab myself in the eyes.
I really wish that I could have cut my hand off and possibly bled out in the theater.
All you had to do is pet, Pac-Man.
Ha ha ha, and then you turn into pixels. It's the
movie. And I don't even care to look it up to see if that was actually the creator of Pac-Man. Care. I just know it's like, oh, he's Japanese, so let's just be really racist when talking to it.
Oh, hero.
Oh, hero. Oh,
hero.
Oh, oh.
Now,
and do you speak Japanese? Nope. Wow, you're a prick. Awesome job.
Fun fact, he totally was speaking Japanese.
Honestly, I didn't know.
Yeah, he actually did speak Japanese, but whatever. It fuck.
Get it out. Get it out.
It's like a tumor.
I don't think it's a tumor's work. Did you swallow a tumor?
Oh my god.
And this takes place like over Attack a Day. Attack a Day. Right? You okay? You want me to go on?
Yeah.
Just give me a nod. Yeah. Okay. So the attack was like Attack a Day, right? Like every day there's a different attack.
Yeah, something like that.
Different parts of the world, which they can get there for and which shoot beer courses.
Yeah, which they have the beer... Oh, ho, ho.
But yet, in this time, they could create light lasers.
Light lasers that...
And kill the pixels.
And you kill the pixels and...
They could buy Mini Coopers and set them up with light laser dish...
You just fucking just...
Things.
It should just,
they made it. They took it so seriously into the world that they made them fucking jumpsuits.
They did.
They made them jumpsuits.
Oh, they have hip happening jumpsuits.
Ugh.
Why didn't we just take Epicac and just throw up everywhere? Oh my god. I would have rather... This is how much I hate this movie. I would have rather gone into my record collection, taken out all of my David Bowie records, and smashed them with a hammer.
We still have time.
No, we already saw this. We already saw this.
We can't unsee this. And you know what? I'm going to be that guy. I recommend everyone go see this movie. We're not going to suffer alone. No, wait, don't, because they'll make Pixels 2.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Don't do that. Please, God, don't do
It'll
that.
It'll probably already be made because Adam Sandler...
Adam Sandler needs to go away. I don't know what he's doing anymore. I don't know why his stupid friends keep agreeing to it. Why did Serena Williams didn't need the money? She was in this. She had lines. They paid her.
I feel like Jesse Pinkman... He can't keep getting away with this.
He is, though.
He can't keep getting away with this!
Lincoln?
How is Adam Sandler still relevant?
This was second in the box office. To Ant-Man.
God, fucking damn it.
This movie.
I...
Oh my god, this movie. Oh, the witty pop culture references that showed... Because I think they at one point mentioned it's 2013.
Yeah.
You can tell this movie was filmed then with their Zac Efron references.
Oh boy.
He's still relevant.
Gandalf and Harry Potter references. So nerdy. Oh, Jesus, so nerdy.
Being a nerd is not. It's one of those movies they try to tell you it's cool to be a nerd, but then they also are doing it by showing you it's not cool to be a nerd. Like, it's their last resort.
I'm dead inside.
Sean Bean can't take care of it.
Kyle, I'm dead inside.
You're not dead inside.
I'm dead inside.
You will finish this.
I can't do
this. I will eat your flesh.
Please. Just no, please. Finish this. Please.
No, this is your fault.
Please. This is not my fault.
This is your fault.
This is not my fault.
This is your fault. You'll sit here and you like it.
It actually is kind of
my fault. It's totally your fault. It's not your fault at how bad the movie was. You're sweating on me now. This exceeded all expectations. I've never been so angry in a theater. Like, fists clenched, angry. I've never wanted to walk out.
I've walked out of one movie in my entire life. That was Epic Movie.
I would have never went to Epic Movie.
I went to Epic Movie because I was a silly teenager and got coerced to go see it. And it was the only time I've ever walked out of a movie.
Would you say this is better than Epic Movie?
I would rather see Epic Movie 27 than see this piece of shit. Epic Movie, oh my god.
We predicted the end of the movie 2 minutes in?
2 minutes in, yeah. Yeah, I completely call it.
Yeah.
I
mean, it's blatant. Everything in this movie is blatantly obvious, spoon-fed to you. I don't know who the target audience is. It's a kids' movie with zero kids' references in it. I don't know who they were shooting
for. Oh, there's a Halo and Call of Duty reference. And then they play the PlayStation 4 on a 4K TV, and they're playing Last of Us.
I'll tell you what's great, too, is all the aliens got all their technology from the 1982 games, right?
Yep.
Is Tetris that old? Was Tetris on the arcade in 1982?
Oh, totally was. Fucking...
Because Tetris was in this.
Yeah, it was. Alright. You know what? Kyle, how many incestuous Kubert babies would you give this movie out of 10?
Wait, are incestuous Kubert babies good?
No.
So if they're bad?
If you had...
I don't know.
How many...
This movie's jading me against all things. Even the Duck Hunt dog, because we love that stupid thing.
How many...
I remember when the centipede does the little yoga thing with the old lady.
How many?
Remember that?
How many Pac-Man pellets out of 10 would you give this movie?
I think it owes me pellets.
This is the epitome of a 0 out of 10 movie. There was nothing worth watching. My time was wasted. My money was wasted.
Even movies I despise, I can find something good in it. The lighting, the performance. I can't do that with this. I can't at all.
This movie's a 0 out of 10. It is an F. It's the worst movie I've ever seen.
If you planned on spending money to go watch this, just send it to us. Just send us your money.
No.
That's better
off. No.
Don't send us money.
No. Because
burn it.
No. You need to take that money that you're going to spend on Pixels.
And go watch Ant-Man.
Or go just, I don't know.
Watch anything else.
Use it to ruin your life with blow. Just do anything other than watch this movie.
Yeah, don't watch it.
Go
don't
gamble.
It.
Go get addicted to meth.
The
go
pixel
get...
lady turned into a real person, Lincoln.
Pixel lady did turn into a real person, which is why did all of the other pixels not turn to people? Why did all the humanoid pixels not be people like there was the paperboy?
He had sex with a pixel.
He had sex with a pistol.
Who was actually just Kubert as the human woman.
So he had sex with Kubert, and they had Kubert babies.
And Kubert could talk. And it's stereotypical boys.
Uh-huh. And then the guy was a virgin because he's like, I can't die with them.
Going back.
Oh my god.
How bad this is. Yell over Lincoln's. Alright, Lincoln.
Yeah.
So Pixels is pretty good, right? We're just pulling their legs.
A crowning achievement of cinematic expertise where everything comes together into a great cinematic experience that will be loved for generations to come. 9.5 out of 10.
If I could eat my own brain, I would do that. So just the part that remembers this movie. I just want to eat it.
I wish that they would have taken the money spent on this movie and created a gun that could turn people into snakes. So I could be turned into a snake and eat my own tail until I vanish into nothing.
That would have been much better. What was the dude with the robot brain? They never explained it. I can't let this go.
It's because...
I know we're trying to end. I can't let it go.
Just let it end.
I can't let it go.
No. All right, Kyle. No, I'm it. It's over.
Okay.
It's done.
All right.
Just don't see it.
Don't.
Please.
Just
don't fucking see it.
What's our next
movie?
I think next week is Fantastic Four.
It's either Fantastic Four or Mission Impossible. I don't have the heart to look at it. I don't even care.
We'll see one of them. And they... You know, OnePlus, if it's Fantastic Four, we weren't really looking forward to it. I'm super pumped for it now. Because it's going to be better, right?
Anything could be better.
It's going to be better. And so, how my God.
I probably have lice now.
If there's a Pixels 2 next year...
I'm not seeing it. It's not happening. There's no possible way that you can get me in the theater to see that.
I think they'll make it.
There's no way.
Again.
You will physically have to beat me into submission and put me in a chair to see that fucking movie.
I'm hoping it's not. I'm hoping Adam Sandler fades away.
Just fade away. Fucking give up. And his old shit isn't even that good. Like, no. I don't understand. Oh, Adam Sandler used to be funny. His new movies are kind of shit, but they used to be funny. They're not funny. Fucking, if you go back and watch Waterboy and Little Nicky, are you seriously going to tell me that's
Billy Madison is just an annoying character. He's not funny. Not a funny guy. When he's not doing comedy, he's okay. Just let it go, dude. Let it go.
I hope Adam Sandler listens to this so he can understand how physically
I hope
ill.
He does, and I hope he cries on Kevin James' like left boob. I hope he just cries on it and rethinks his life. He won't, though, because it made $24 million already, Lincoln.
What was the budget, though?
I don't know. I don't care.
I hope the budget was like $800 billion so that they just completely bankrupt. And
I hope this movie fails.
I'd...
It should. It deserves to. Don't watch Pixels. Go watch any other thing in the theater right now. Anything. Ant-Man's awesome. You can watch it, but anything else. Just watch it. Watch The Gallows.
Watch Annabelle.
Watch Haunted House 2. No, don't do that.
Watch A Thousand Ways to Die in the West.
Which is also shit.
Go outside and watch nature and enjoy the spectacle of life. Because after you see this movie, you're not going to want to see the spectacle of
life
anymore.
Watch babies cry.
It's... Just go watch Baby Geniuses 2.
Ugh. Ugh. God help me, you're right, though.
I can't go on.
I can't. That's all we got. Yeah?
Alright, Kyle. We watch Pixels.
Yeah.